علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we're discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are experiencing the Nights of Qadr of the holy month of Ramadan. And we've also experienced the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the holy month of Ramadan. And these are very important moments for us to reflect and ponder in our lives. We are presently focusing on the third sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he is explaining about the wisdom behind him taking up this position of Islamic leadership. And firstly, he comes and opens up the whole idea as to why he is taking over and why he accepted. And secondly, he also explains about the types of people and the types of reactions he will face, rather, amongst the people, and what will happen, or what is possibly going to happen as a result of him taking up this role. Firstly, inshallah, today we will try to focus on the fact that what happened that people were so tired and frustrated, and why they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam. We shall open that up a little, and then we shall go into the other necessary discussions.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. We are trying to understand some of the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the reasons and the wisdom behind his leadership of the Islamic Ummah. And we are at the moment trying to see that what happened to the Islamic Ummah that they were so, so much wanting Imam Ali alayhi salam to become the leader and to become the Khalifa. It seems like the people were tired of some forms of injustices that were happening in the society. And especially since the people had witnessed the justice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lack of justice that came after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was something that the people could not bear. And these are historical things that every person needs to just look at history and see. If they see history in a very logical way, in a truthful way, they will see the different dimensions that are being talked about. I mean, these are things that the scholars have discussed of both sects. They've seen what was happening in the society at that time. So at a certain point in time after the Prophet ﷺ, different forms of injustices were sprouting, and this led to the people getting frustrated. And especially since they had seen the prophetic justice, they were not able to bear the situation. And what happened after that. Anyways, Imam Ali alayhi salam took over the caliphate after that out of the insistence of the people. And once he took over the leadership, then came the important task of bringing about the justice that was required by Islam. But as you know, after Imam Ali alayhi salam, and generally the leadership that came after Imam Ali alayhi salam, we noticed that they actually struggled and actually made it their aim and objective to brainwash the people and make them forget the justice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we notice that at the time of the Prophet, at these the early stages of the after the Prophet's death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people were still having fresh memories of prophetic justice, and therefore to witness any form of injustice was very much difficult for them. But then came a role of brainwashing and, you know, deleting the memories of the people so that they could forget that justice of the Prophet, and now then they could do what they want in terms of the different forms of injustices.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we notice that later on, the types of leaderships that came were all, unfortunately, you know, you can say, filled with oppression and injustice. And you can just read the books of history to see. One of the great examples is, one of the most important examples, how what was the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam faced from those leaders, after Imam Ali alayhi salam especially, what they faced and how much they suffered. In general, all those leaderships that were taken without a legal sanction from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those leaderships, unfortunately, from the very beginning till later on, they ended up oppressing the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. But especially after Imam Ali alayhi salam, we noticed that there was a whole campaign to completely make people forget the prophetic justice. And this was something you can see, that the type of brainwashing propaganda systems that those leaders had, the types of poetry, the types of, for example, music, unfortunately, the types of books that came about, and also some of the books that were written in the name of teaching Islam had statements, very surprising statements that did not at all conform with the prophetic character. So there was a whole movement to kind of make people forget that justice system that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had established. And this was actually something that, you know, if people, you know, are born in a community where everywhere there is injustice, they would be completely desensitized to fight against those forms of oppression. And this was the aim that they had. But Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other Ahlul Bayt, the other children of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who are imams, they tried their best to educate the communities towards the right direction. Anyways, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to understand and have that insight in trying to understand the historical events, so that we can, you know, see those similar instances in our lives and try to take up the good and avoid the bad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه